evening.
Good evening to you. And welcome from us all.
Good to be amongst you again.
Thank you for that. It does please us to know you find it agreeable to be here.
There is a mission and a purpose, as you know. And so it must be that I continue to come to you.
Thank you. That you could do it for duty. We hope that you do it also for pleasure, or that it gives you pleasure to do your duty here.
I feel the love shine from all of you.
Good.
For that I am truly grateful. It makes my short stay with you a little more comfortable each time I come to you.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you for telling us.
The spirit of each one of you shines forth in a different pattern. Together, it makes me much more comfortable in the mission I have to achieve.
Splendid.
Each time, the bond is becoming much stronger.
Good.
For this, I am eternally grateful to you all.
And we are very grateful for what it is doing to us, even though we are not aware of it, perhaps.
Yes, of course, in return, you are endowed a little with what is left behind.
Yes, of course.
This you are not aware of, but I assure you it is so.
Yes, we believe you absolutely. And as we hopefully develop, as we should spiritually, we shall become aware of it.
Of course, each step is a tender one, but it is being taken step by step by step until the link is so strong that it cannot and will not be broken.
Good.
It is a link which will be strengthened and strengthened until such time as all that you hope for can be achieved.
That's splendid information.
But it is a tender thing, and it must be worked towards.
And cannot be rushed.
And of course, cannot be rushed, as you say. There is too much at stake.
Okay. And I'm sure we shall all exercise the utmost patience in this, because we do realize how important it is.
This evening, I wish to bring a little upliftment to the young lady, not next to me, but the one next to her.
Yes?
She is in need of a little upliftment, and so it is given.
Thank you. Debbie?
I say to all of you, be strong in your search for light. Do not despair on your everyday pitfalls, but lift up your hearts and smile, even to those things that you feel must bring you down. Look to your hearts. Let it shine forth from all of you. Know that you are loved, each and every individual one of you. That you are being supported in your daily lives. I can assure each of you that although I cannot say your life will not have any problems, what I do say to you, you are not alone at any time. Become aware of those around you. And as I have said to you previously, call upon me when you are in much need. I can only offer myself to you when the call is given.
I thank you for that very much, because it's very opportune as it happens. I know there are people here tonight, I'm not mentioning names, who are a little puzzled as to the receipt of help, because they are aware of a person who feels warmth when help has been asked for, but they themselves do not have any awareness of it being given to them.
It matters not.
Quite.
The help is there. That is what is important. The awareness may not be there for them to see. It may not be a tangible thing to them, but it is there.
It is there, so they can rely upon that then all the time when they call for it.
And let me say, it may not always be the results that they so desire, but it is ultimately what the soul needs at that time.
Right. Thank you very much for that sentiment.
Now, shall we have your question this time?
Right, have any other questions from anybody?
Well, yes, could I come back to a further question about corn circles? I'd like to put it to you. Looking at a field of corn, we know that each flower or each ear of corn has its energy field, or aura, so that a field of corn is really a sheet of energy. Perhaps one could see it in this way, a little above the ground, and if one is writing in it with energy, it's a very nice writing tablet. And the formation of crop circles is an indication that there is another intelligence beyond Earth plane. It is also an indication that there is another energy which mankind does not know of. Would you care to comment on that?
I think I have already commented on.
Yes, you have actually. You have had the answer to that, George, in the past.
Yes, it is not a new question.
Mm.
There are many energies as such which have not been tapped into, if you like. There are many unknown energies which have yet to be discovered. I believe I have told you this previously.
Yes.
Yes. Is there something specific you want me to talk about? You wish me to name the energy that is being used.
You may say there is a more subtle message in the call circles than simply indicating another energy and indicating a beyond earth intelligence. Or would those factors be the main message in the crop circles?
The message you seek within these circles, as I have said, are left by those space travelers who come to your earth plane. I believe I have told you why they come. We have been concerned of how mankind has been abusing this earth. I have told you that is why we have gathered at this particular time. Of course, these space travelers have knowledge which far exceeds your own. The energies used within your corn circles is one that is not known at this present time, but of course there also lies the energies of your earth. The energies of your earth plus the corn plus the energy used to flatten it. It is a combination of each energy. It is not one single energy being used. If all that exists is energy, does it not make sense that each energy is an individual energy in its own right, as each of you are individual? Can you see that?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
So, I say it is a combination, but the energies used by the space travelers is an energy as yet unknown to you Earth peoples. I have said to you, I will not say what it is at this present time, because I intend to bring someone to you who will give you much, much more detail. But I wish you all to see that all of life is indeed energy. Do you understand that?
Yes, that does make it clearer. Thank you.
I'm hoping that when you are able to bring these other messengers, that it may be possible for physical experiments to be carried out here.
We shall see. Of course, experiments within your scientific groups are already taking place.
Yes, they are.
They have already shown that the effect on your corn is that of something they have not experienced in the past.
Right. And they still deny it.
The corn is indeed imbued with the new energy. That is something which they will discover for themselves. It cannot be denied.
Good. And this energy, will it be apparent in the usage of the corn?
It already is.
It already is.
They have the knowledge. It is being denied at this time, but the experiments have shown that the energy within the corn is that of one which is until now unknown, and indeed, if the seed of the corn is replanted, it should be and will be a much stronger strain.
That's it, thank you. Sounds as if you'd better get in touch with some of your chemistry colleagues, George.
Yes, very interesting.
And get them to find out what is going on, because the government won't admit it. Nice little online job for you. Thank you very much for that.
It's a simple thing for someone who is in touch with one of the corn circles to take for themselves, to test for themselves, if they have the knowledge.
This gentleman is a retired chemist.
There we have the one who can test what I say.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm not dragging him into it. He's sitting there very quietly saying nothing.
I will be interested to hear what he has to tell me.
There then followed more personal messages from Salimet, which I've edited out in this recording.
All of you could transform your own lives if you so wish. Remember, your thought waves rebound. In the same way, too, do those negative thoughts rebound. So which would you rather have? The thoughts of goodness and love, or those negative ones which are so destructive? Listen to your heart, my child. Be guided. Be still. All will be well.
Okay. Can I say thank you too?
My child, I am aware of all that goes on within your lives. Sometimes my heart is heavy when I see you so despondent, and all of you, each and every one of you, have times when your hearts are heavy. You would not be human if that was not so. All of you have days of loneliness, of sorrow, of heartaches. And I say to you all the same as I have said to the dear child I have spoken to. Thank God for the very act of that despondency, because in those very dark moments, that is when your soul comes into its own. That is when the soul's growth is at its very best. That may be a difficult thing for all of you to understand. But believe me when I say, you are never, never alone. Your family, my child, will sort themselves out.
Thank you.
No more tears, please.
Right.
No more tears.
Thank you. I'll pass the message on.
Now, I say enough for this time.
Yes.
My blessing to all of you.
Our words were quite inadequate to thank you for these meetings. I just hope you can hear it from our hearts. God be with you.